All Cars, a copyrighted program created by Rio Grande.
Santa Monica Police calling all cars. Attention all cars. Broadcast 268 regarding a disturbance at the Seaside Club. Investigate the trouble. That's all. Rolls and play.
Most of us find it difficult to completely divorce ourselves from the superstitions of our forefathers. Each has his own pet superstition, whether it's hesitance to walk under a ladder, an uncomfortable feeling when a black cat crosses our path, spilling salt, or today, Friday the 13th. But friends, sane reasoning and not superstition has persuaded tens of thousands of Western Motors to try Realube motor oil. And actual experience has caused them to stop their experimenting with lubricants right there. For this rugged and ready, smooth and resilient motor oil is the answer to every motorist's question,
how can I get maximum protection in all kinds of weather?
Realube is the answer, as so many of you have discovered, because no engine heat can break it down. Because even the most severe cold weather cannot retard the quick, easy flow of this pure 100% paraffin-based motor oil. And because Realube is kept pure, undiluted, and untainted by airtight, sealed, dirt-proof containers, that means you know what you're getting. That you're getting exactly what you pay for, and for that reason, we know one trial, and you're a Realube user for life. Of course, if some still insist on feeding a superstition, just because this is Friday the 13th, they might observe that there are seven letters in the name Realube, and seven words in the phrase which describes it. Finest motor oil sold in the West. The story we are to hear tonight has been taken from the confidential files of the Police Department of Santa Monica, and we have therefore asked Chief of Police Charles L. Dice to open our program.
The purpose of calling all cars is, as you all know, to prove that crime does not pay. The program over a period of more than 5 years consistently dwelt upon that theme, showing by the amount of police work done in a variety of cases that regardless of the cleverness of a criminal, he never wins. Tonight's story is not the story of police work, but the story of a woman who thought her solution to her problem was the only solution, the best one. She found to her sorrow that such was not the case, and that irrespective of how strong a motive might dictate a crime, the unprofitableness of crime is still too great to ever make it worthwhile as a solution to any problem. This woman made no attempt to conceal her crime, and the police work involved was of little consequence. Nevertheless, her story will prove that crime of any sort does not pay.
This is a story of a woman in love. The story of a woman who could not meet life as she found it, but strove to transform life's realities with the colors of her dreams.
What time will we get there, Harry?
About a quarter of an hour, maybe a half.
And Sonata. Ensenada, Mexico. Baja, California. Beautiful words, aren't they?
Hmm?
Ensenada's a beautiful word. Spanish.
Oh, sure. I'm not half as beautiful as you are. You scared?
About being there at you?
Yeah.
No, Harry, I'm not afraid. All my life, through those long, weary years, I've longed for someone like you. Someone to be kind to me. Gentle.
Go on, Helen. I like to hear you say things like that. It does things to me.
Married at Ensenada. Helen Williams. Helen Amour. Oh, dear God, be good to me. Let me find peace at last after these years. Oh, I love you so much.
Helen.
Harry, huh? Watch the road.
Oh, yeah, I better. But you sure do things to me.
Marriage in Ensenada. Blissful days of secret companionship because Harry wanted it that way. Then the reality of her relationship with the man she had married forced itself into the dream world she had created.
You can't talk that way about my mother.
I will talk about her any way I please. I'd gladly see her hanged if I could. You must remember, my love, I am a woman of passion. And with all the passion and venom that's in me, I hate her.
Shut your face, you cow, or I'll shut it for you.
Oh, Harry, please. Oh, for the love of God, don't you understand? I can't go on living like this.
Well, what's wrong with it?
I can't stand this being half-married. Always sneaking about, avoiding your friends and mine. But few I have left.
Well, I've been seeing your weekends.
Oh, and I live for those weekends. Those long days between when I want you. Every blessed day I long for you. You can understand that, can you? You've never had to live and love by yourself. Oh, I want you near me, Harry.
Well, I'm near you.
I want to love you and have you love me. Harry, I tell you, I can't live like this. I'd rather be dead.
That'd help a lot, wouldn't it?
A lot you'd care if I were.
Oh, be sensible, Helen. How many times do I have to explain?
Oh, I'll be sensible, Harry. Don't explain anymore. Sit down, dear. Here, beside me.
Well, that's more like it.
Darling, I know how things are. The business and all that. Your mother.
Now, don't start harping on my mother again.
I can just see her now, sitting at home, furious. Yes, furious and jealous because she hasn't got her darling little boy by her side.
Helen?
Well, you're no baby, Harry, no more. Neither of us are. You're a grown man, Harry. You can't spend the rest of your life tied to your mother's apron strings.
I am not tied to her apron strings.
You're a man, a married man with responsibilities. You've got to think of me once in a while.
I do think of you.
You married me. You've got to love me.
I can tell you one thing I won't do. If you don't stop these hysterical scenes, I'll stop coming around here and...
Stop loving me. Is that what you mean?
Maybe it is.
Is that what you mean, Harry? Oh, please, Harry. Please never stop loving me.
Oh, let go of me. Why don't you get dressed?
Why should I? I'm not going anyplace.
Oh, the trouble with you is you're getting old.
And when a woman gets old, she goes right on loving a man. But the man...
What about him?
Can't even say it. Even though I knew it wasn't true.
What the devil are you talking about?
I just couldn't say that you stopped loving me. Oh, but I did say it, didn't I? And I'll say it again. Harry doesn't love me. Harry doesn't love me. Oh, I wish I were dead.
Oh, for the love of Mike. Don't start that again.
Oh, wait. Wait, Harry. I am getting old, Harry. Not as old as your mother. You love her. Oh, can't you love me just a little? Say you do, Harry.
Helen, you know how the setup is. Mother's given me the best years of her life.
So you've said.
She's done her best to bring me up to be a respectable man, a good citizen.
Yes, you are a good citizen.
She's scrimped and saved to give me everything she could. You wouldn't want me to turn against her now, would you?
No, I understand.
Well, that's better. Mother's a wonderful woman, Helen. They don't make many like her. I wish you two could hit it off better.
You mean you wish I were more like her? That's it, isn't it, Harry? Isn't it?
Oh, I guess so. Oh, gee, Helen.
Oh, never mind. You just can't grow up, can you?
What are you driving at?
You'll go through the rest of your life probing into the soul of every woman you meet, trying to find your mother there.
Oh, nuts.
Oh, I'm sorry for you, Harry. Truly, I am. I wish I'd realized before. Before I fell in love with you, quite as much as I am.
It's too late now.
Yes. Too late.
Oh. Everything will be all right, sweetheart.
Oh, you are just a great big baby after all, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
I guess all men are like babies. I guess they all like babies, too. Do you, Harry?
Do I what?
Like babies.
Helen, what are you talking about?
Oh, don't look at me that way.
Well, why?
Why? Why, don't you see, darling? It'll bring us closer together.
No.
It'll mean a home of our own. That you'll be...
No.
You'll be glad to come to you. Your baby.
No.
Doesn't that mean anything to you?
No.
Oh, dear God. Not even that. Not even that.
This is a story of a woman's love and her journey through life, of the endless pages of life turning without number, empty, drab, or filled with heart-rending loneliness.
Now, don't make a scene here. I can't stand another of your outbursts in public.
You're so glad to get rid of me?
Oh, Helen.
Oh, won't you even... I'll miss you terribly. I dread this trip.
When you come back all right. You understand?
Yes.
Or you'll find yourself on some beach dead.
Dead?
Others have been found that way, you know.
This is you standing there, isn't it? Yes, I know it is. That is your voice, your face. I can't believe I'm hearing you. You, Harry, you were gentle and kind. Like no man ever was before.
Oh, what are you talking about?
Oh, I guess it doesn't matter at that, does it? I feel dead already. As if everything had stopped in my brain. Even that doesn't seem conscious. Only the subconscious seems to work. It tells me to eat, sleep, and walk.
Oh, you'll feel different when you get back.
Harry, will we try things again when I get back?
Oh, sure we will, honey. Hey, the boat's late sailing, isn't it?
Yeah, I'll go on board now. No, never mind. I can manage alone. Take care of yourself and your mother.
This is the story of a woman who sailed out onto a sea of pain and despair, of a woman who sat alone in her stateroom and pressed cold hands against her throbbing head.
Oh, dear God, please let me die. I don't want to go mad alone like this. He doesn't love me. Oh, please, please let me die. Oh, Harry, I need you so.
The sea beat restlessly on distant shores, bearing on its breast a restless, hungry heart. Then, as the year neared its end, the woman came back to the man she loved.
This is the third day, Harry.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, these last 2 days have been wonderful. I'll never forget them.
Me neither.
Whatever may happen to us two from now on, we've had a little while in heaven, haven't we?
Oh, you do things to me, baby.
Harry.
Oh, what's my baby crying about?
Oh, I wish I could forget. Forget all the pain and the loneliness. Things you've said to me.
I'll make you forget.
No. No, please. I guess I just wasn't meant to be happy. Ever. Even when I'm happiest, the old unhappiness is still there. Part of it.
It'll go away.
Oh, but we'll have marvelous times together from now on. Won't we, darling?
Sure we will.
Darling, let's start the new year right, shall we? Just the two of us. Let's dance. Dance. Oh, I haven't danced in years.
Oh, Helen, I've got something to tell you. Well, why don't you say something?
I know what you're going to say. We're not going to have our New Year's Eve together.
Well, it's not because I don't want to, Helen. I just can't afford it. Finances,
oh,
you know.
Finances? Harry, you know money doesn't mean a thing to me. I could be just as happy if we went down on Broadway and saw the old year out with the mob that's always down there. That's fun. I did it once.
No, I've got to go down to the Seaside Club. Mother's decided
that she'd like to go along with you.
Well, naturally. I want her to go along. Thought it might be more pleasant for both of you.
I sat at home and cried my eyes out while you and your mother enjoyed yourselves. Well, not on your life. I'm going with you.
And Mother?
All right, and your mother. It'll be fun being chaperoned with my own husband.
Breathe a word about that marriage and I'll...
You what? I'm tired of you threatening me.
I'll do more than threaten you if you break my mother's heart by telling her we're married.
Oh, I mustn't break her heart. How about mine? I'm not good enough for you, is that it?
Helen.
She has the best of everything. Even you. I have to take what I can get. What you choose to give me. Not on your life. If we're going to share you, it's going to be equally.
Keep quiet.
Your mother's such a wonderful woman. She'll be glad to see us unmarried and happy. Hey, what are you doing in my purse? What are you looking for?
This. I've got it.
My marriage license. Give me that. Oh, Harry, please, please don't take it away from me.
Well, I've got it, haven't I?
Please, please, that's all I have in the world I value. It's the only thing that keeps us together.
You're telling me.
Harry, don't burn that license.
It won't hold us together anymore.
I'll get it back. I'll get it back.
Get away from that fire. You'll burn yourself. Stop it.
Gone. Burned it.
Yeah.
It was our bomb, Harry.
It's gone. Now you haven't any proof, even if you do tell my mother.
Do you think for a minute she wouldn't believe me? She'd know. She'd believe me. I will tell her. I'll make her believe. And I'll tell her tonight. We'll start the new year, right?
You remember the gun in my car? I'll get that gun and I'll kill you with it. Do you hear me? I'll kill you.
Oh, no, you won't. You won't kill me, Mama's boy. You don't dare. You haven't got what it takes to kill anybody. You've never scared me before with your threats, and you're not scaring me now. Mama's boy wouldn't kill anybody.
No? You think I won't?
Stop yelling at me, little boy. Your mother will find it out.
Oh, please, Helen. You don't understand, Mother. Why'd it break her heart to find out I've gotten married without telling her? I've always told her everything wrong I've ever done. Except when I married you. It'd break her heart.
Well, then let it. You broke mine. I break hers. It's a fair exchange.
Oh, Helen, sweet, I love you. I love you so much. Try to feel a little pity for me. I want to stay with you. I want to lead a normal life, but I can't. I can't leave Mother, and I can't tell her we're married so we can all live together.
Oh, I might have had pity on you once, but not now.
Helen, I'll kill myself.
Go ahead. Get the gun out of the car. The one you were going to use on me. Go ahead. Am I stopping you? I'd be free then. Then I could go on living. Harry. Harry, Harry, let me go.
Oh, I love you, Helen.
Harry. Oh, Harry, hold me tight.
Oh, darling.
Oh, I've loved you too much.
The hours passed. The year sped towards its end. Harry's mother, dressed in her best, sat proudly beside her son in his car, proudly indeed. Together, through the long years, they faced the new year. Meanwhile, a taxicab bore the woman through the carnivalesque streets to her husband's club.
Good evening, Mrs. Amour. Happy New Year.
Good evening, Helen.
Where's Harry?
I don't know.
You tell me where he is.
He'll be right back.
I'll wait.
Let me do as you like.
Thank you, I will. Just who do you think you are, taking Harry away from me?
Please be quiet.
I won't be quiet. I'll broadcast it to the whole world.
Be quiet,
I want the whole world to know. Here sits a selfish mother. What's Harry doing here with you? He promised to take me out tonight.
I am his mother.
Yes, you're his mother. Isn't that wonderful? Well, I'm his wife. What do you think of that?
You're lying.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Please, don't make a scene.
I'll make a scene here if I want to.
Can't you wait till tomorrow?
Tomorrow will be too late. I want to finish the old year right. Start the new year with a bang.
Helen. Helen, what are you doing here?
I have a perfect right to be here, haven't I? Well, haven't I?
Come on, you're going home.
Oh, please. Please don't send me away. I want to be with you.
Come on.
Please. Let me stay with you, Harry.
Have you got that gun?
What gun?
A gun from my car.
Well, what makes you think I've got the gun?
Helen, I could kill you.
Really? How nice.
Give me that gun.
Harry, please come outside.
Well, what do you want?
Oh, darling, I'm sorry I acted like that. Please, please don't send me away. You hurt me so when you tore up the license and burned it. I just sort of went crazy, I guess.
I've hurt you. What do you think you've done to my mother? Now get in that cab.
Where shall I go?
I don't care where you go, so long as it's away from here. Now, give me that gun.
Harry, Harry, wait. Wait, let me go home with you, please, Harry. I'll be good. I'll love your mother. I'll be good to her. We'll be happy.
No.
No? Well, then let me wait for you. I'll wait right here. I won't even go to the club. I'll be quiet. Oh, let me wait for you.
No.
Then take your mother home and then come back. We'll be happy together again.
Let go of me. I'm through with you. From now on, I'm no more married to you than anyone else, you common little...
Harry.
Wait a minute. Give me that gun.
I haven't got it.
Don't lie to me. Give it to me.
Harry! Harry, you hit me! You leave me alone!
Will you give me that gun?
Go away. You can't have it. Harry, Harry, go away.
Helen!
Come back!
Helen!
Come back! Come back, Harry! Don't run away from me! I didn't mean to hurt you! I didn't mean to, Harry! Come
back! Get back down those stairs where you belong, you little tramp!
Oh!
the story of a woman in love. The pages turn. The new year is written in blood. And from the stained pages of her memory, she tells her story to a jury of her peers. But the jury did not believe her story. They found her guilty of murder. The matron led her back to her cell.
Don't feel too badly, dear. Thank you, matron. I have nothing to worry about. I don't have to go to prison, you know. I'll never go. I can die whenever I want to. I can will myself to death.
Oh, it affects some of them in strange ways.
The verdict had indeed affected the woman in a strange way. These were the torn and frayed pages of her life with ragged edges. Desperately, her mind strove to erase the half-conscious events before the crime and the sordid, bitter days that followed. Her brain was weary of the fight for life and freedom. Frantically, she plunged along the corridors of her mind into the corners of her consciousness, seeking some magic word that would kill forever the monster of her memory. And even sleep fled from her.
Trusty! Trusty! That elevator's driving me crazy.
Oh, we should walk so you can sleep, huh, Princess?
No. No, I'm going insane. Don't you see? Please. Oh, please, shut the door. Thank you, Trusty. I should say, thank you, Trusty, out loud. No, I'm too tired. Sleep. I'm so sleepy. My eyes are shut. When the door opens, my eyes will open. I'll be awake then. I want to sleep. I won't let you open the door. I will the door stay shut.
By one of the strangest quirks of mental process ever recorded in a California court, the woman was shut off from the world. The matron remembered she had threatened to will herself to death. The trustee recalled her last words.
I'm going insane, don't you see? Shut the door, please.
But sane or mad, living or near the limbo of the dead, the woman lay on her cot in the hospital ward of the jail. She would not awake. The time for her sentence arrived. Judges, attorneys, attachés crowded the little room, massed themselves around the bed, towered above the unconscious form.
I've been here many a year, but I never saw anything like this before. Sometimes they were such dopes they didn't know they were being sentenced. Sometimes they fainted. But this...
It's a little bit unusual, but... Well, the court will come to order.
I don't think this is legal. Is this legal?
The defendant being present, the...
Unsure of the legality of passing sentence on one who heard, said, and saw nothing, the judge decided to await developments. Doctors and alienists were summoned. Newsboys screamed headlines. Editors exploited the case till the original issue of her guilt was lost beneath a mass of paper and print. Doctors made elaborate plans for the awakening. This time with stenographers scrawling, pads on knees, men carrying cameras, big and small, flashes and floodlights tried for placement, sound equipment installed. All other patients were removed from the little hospital ward to make room for the performance for the newsreels. The woman's bed was moved so that the actors would be within camera range. Meanwhile, in the agonized recesses of the woman's brain, the story of her life continued its movement before her in retrospect.
I loved him. I didn't aim at Harry. I loved him. He was gentle and kind. He found me. He took me like the love you, even in your staid and stolid ways of dream, would take you. You have lain upon a lonely bed and dreamed, I know. Those are eyes that have known pain. Look at me. Remember your pain. And think of the pain in me. The loneliness. The ache, the pain that came to me in love. Hungrily, passionately, always I wanted a love that would give me release from myself. I wanted to strip my soul of all my years of living. I wanted to stand beside a depthless pool of love and dive, a clean-cut dive into its silver water. Lose myself beneath the shining surface. Immerse myself in my love. Fault was his. It was no fault of mine. He was weak. He loved his mother too much to love me enough.
than weak or strong. I love him. And I need him.
Helen, I'm knocking. Knocking at that door. Let me in, Helen. I'm going to get in through that door. Open it for me, Helen.
Oh, they're at the door
again.
And now they're stronger than
open,
I.
Open, Helen.
And I must go back.
Open the door.
Oh, Harry. My love.
My love.
Her eyes are open. She's trying to talk.
Harry. Harry.
Dr. Marcus, the sound equipment. We can't pick it up.
Louder, Helen. Louder.
Harry. Harry. Oh, my love. My lost love. Water.
Here you are, Helen.
Oh, thank you.
You're awake now, Helen. You want to stay, don't you? Or would you rather go back?
I want to go back. Let me go back, please. I haven't done anything wrong. Oh, let me go back. Please. Let me go back.
In just a moment, Chief Dice of Santa Monica will conclude our program. Meanwhile, friends, remember this, that if you want your car to last longer and run better, use RealLube, the heat-defying, cold-resisting motor oil. And if you want maximum power, quick-starting, and money-saving mileage, use Rio Grande Cracked, the gasoline that is justly noted for its real police car performance. And now, Chief Dice.
However much our sympathies may go out to Helen Wills, we must keep in mind that she took a human life, for which there is no justification. She was sentenced to Tehachapi Prison, where she is now learning the bitterness of the lesson that crime does not pay. It is interesting to note also that only a few weeks ago, a Superior Court ruling was handed down stating that her marriage was not legal in California.
Thank you, Chief Dice.
Police calling all cars, attention all cars, a cancellation of broadcast 268 regarding a disturbance. Suspect in this case are now in custody. That's all. Rosenquist.
This is your narrator, Frederick Lindsley, bidding you good night for Rio Grande. The character of Helen Wills Amour on tonight's program was played by Loreen Tuttle. Next week at this time, Rio Grande will present The Case of the Azure Ring. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.